From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A former U.S. president touts who he hopes will be the next, his wife. Former President Bill Clinton portrayed his wife Hillary Tuesday as a dynamic force for change and a longtime fighter for social justice as he made a case for her historic 2016 bid for the White House. On the day the delegates to the convention officially chose Hillary Clinton as their presidential standard bearer, the ex-president told the Democratic Party convention in Philadelphia that Hillary had a built-in sense of responsibility. More from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Former President Bill Clinton brought the delegates to their feet with an impassioned appeal on behalf of his wife.
I hope you'll elect her. Those of us who have more yesterdays than tomorrow tend to care more about our children and grandchildren. The reason you should elect her is that in the greatest country on earth, we have always been about tomorrow. Your children and grandchildren will bless you forever if you do. God bless you. Thank you.
Jim Malone, VOA News, at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.
Among those slated to speak later today at the convention, current President Barack Obama. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says statements that Russia was responsible for hacking the Democratic National Committee were far-fetched, so ridiculous. He said blaming Russia was deflecting attention from the embarrassing material in the emails, which WikiLeaks published last week on its website. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 35 years after he tried to assassinate President Ronald Reagan in an effort to impress actress Jodie Foster, John Hinckley Jr. will be permitted to leave a Washington mental hospital and live full-time with his mother in Virginia. That according to a federal judge ruling. Judge Paul Friedman wrote in a 14-page decision and accompanying 103-page opinion that Hinckley, who currently spends more than half his days at his mother's home, is ready to live full-time in the community. Friedman granted Hinckley leave from the hospital starting no sooner than August 5th. Doctors have said for many years that the 61-year-old Hinckley, who was found not guilty by reason of insanity in the shooting, is no longer plagued by the mental illness that drove him to shoot Reagan. French President François Hollande met with religious leaders Wednesday in an attempt to assuage fears after a Muslim terrorist murdered a Catholic priest. Hollande gathered leaders of various religions at his office in Paris in an attempt to create interfaith solidarity in the face of the terrorist attacks that have struck France with increasing frequency. Many in the French Catholic community were still in shock Wednesday, just a day after a 19-year-old jihadist who was already awaiting trial on previous terror charges and an unidentified accomplice burst into a church and slit the throat of an 86-year-old priest while he was conducting mass. Adèle Kermiche has been arrested twice on terror-related charges since March 2015 and was wearing an electronic bracelet at the time he carried out the attack. Both attackers were eventually killed when they charged at police. A suicide bomber riding an empty livestock truck laden with explosives blew himself up Wednesday in a crowded district in the predominantly Kurdish town of Kamishli in northern Syria, causing massive destruction and killing 44 people in a new attack claimed by the Islamic State group. Residents and activists describe a huge explosion in the western district of the town Kurds have declared as the capital of their self-declared autonomous enclave in northern Syria. A former member of Somalia's parliament who joined the Al-Shabaab terror organization in 2010 was the man behind a suicide bombing that killed 13 people in Mogadishu Tuesday. That according to the group. In a statement on its radio station, Al-Shabaab said Salah Nu Ismail, known as Salah Bobado, was among the braves, as they called him, who have carried out the attack in the Helene military base. A spokesman for the U.S. National Security Council said Tuesday the U.S. stands squarely with Somalia and our partners in the fight against despicable acts of terrorism that seek to destabilize Somalia. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.